I was hired by, I think it was MGM years ago after the Strawberry Statement came out, to direct a movie with Jacqueline Bisset and Michael Sarrazin. I wrote the script, and it was just before we went into production, I went into total panic mode, and I thought, Jesus, if I, this thing's got to take at least 2 years from start to finish, and I write, you know, in those days, I wrote at least a play a year, and I thought, if I do this movie, it's not really that good, and if I do it, it's going to be at least two plays that I won't write. And I quit. And so here we are, you know, 40 years later, or more. And I'm thinking, you know, and it was, I don't know if it's a regret, you know, not like a serious regret, but it was bucket list stuff. It was something I always wanted to do. I had directed television commercials when I was very young and I first went to New York, and I had done some short films, and I did a feature-length documentary after 9/11 that was pretty successful, and it was on Bravo a bunch of times, and so it all just came together. And then I knew that I didn't want to spend 2 years making a film that nobody was going to see, so the key to me was to make sure that I had really cast the best possible actors that I could, and that they were substantial enough actors so that people would buy tickets to the movie, because I knew I wasn't going to get a big budget. And Kevin was the first, and throughout his career, he was known as Kevin DeKline. So it was pretty impressive that he said yes very quickly.